TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome on into the 6 o'clock hour of weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Hanging out till 7 p.m. when Thursday Night Football takes over. Dallas Cowboys in action this evening, taking on the Detroit Lions. And that's on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, on 870 AM, we got Pelicans taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Meanwhile, on the line right now, our next guest, one of the greatest athletes in the world, standing just 5'6" in a sports dominated by giants. She's written the rule book on how to play beach volleyball, all-time winningest player in college history at LSU, a 2024 Paris Olympian, and fresh off bringing home a silver medal from the 2025 World Championship in Australia, one half of the world-famous TKN duo, Kristen Nuss on the line. Kristen, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Wow, what an intro. Appreciate that.
How about that?
So thanks for having me.
Kristen, we're going to have him tape that, and every time you go somewhere,
we'll play it,
and so we'll be good.
Oh, gosh. No, I don't need that, but it was definitely a very good intro. I appreciate it.
How was it in Australia to play there? And you didn't meet up with a guy, Tony, from Australia, did it? Because he calls the show. He's regular. But how was it? I knew you ended up finishing second at the World Championships in Australia, but how was the event itself?
The event, it was actually a very well-done event. The only issue we had is that typically beach volleyball, we obviously really want some warm weather, but it was actually a little colder than we expected. So a lot of the time we were kind of bundled up, wearing leggings and everything, but it was a very good event. Obviously, we would have liked to end on a win, but, I mean, taking home a silver medal is definitely something we're proud of.
Kristen, looking at the event you got coming up this weekend, hopefully the weather holds up for you. Tell us what's going on about Santa in the Sand over at Coconut Beach.
Yes, so this is our fifth year hosting Santa in the Sand. The weather obviously is a little skeptical. However, we do want to make everyone aware that it is happening regardless, rain or shine. If we're not able to play volleyball, we're going to do some fun things inside. There's going to be a band playing. Dead End is the band name, playing from 3 to 6. So it really is. It's just going to be a fun day regardless if it's raining. I mean, we're in New Orleans. We know how to have a good time. So just everyone please come out still. And even if you can't come, you can still support Santa in the Sand. There's going to be an auction online, so it's actually already up. You can go in on tcanvball.com, check it out, make some bids. So yeah, just an overall, again, it's still happening and it's a great day.
The mission for Santa in the Sand, what are people going for the charity?
Yeah, so it's for our 656 Foundation, which is our nonprofit, but the Santa in the Sand, all proceeds and everything go to making kind of a magical Christmas for just families in the Kenner area who maybe don't have the means to do that. So it's getting gifts for kids, getting pretty much everything off of their wish list that they want, and just helping out the families in the community that need some help during this time.
Kristen, if somebody would like to donate to this event and donate to the charity, kind of tell them exactly how to do that.
Yes, so please go to tknvball.com, and there is a Santa in the Sand section, and that is where you will find all the information. You can still register for the event. We're even doing a free clinic pending the weather, and that is also where you can find the link to the auction item. So, yeah, everything is on tknvball.com.
a little bit about is volleyball 12 months out of the year, 365, or do you get an off season with it?
We're definitely approaching kind of already into the off season. I would say December, January, but we'll definitely things kind of get started February through November. So it is a pretty long season, but right now we're definitely getting into the off season and a little bit of time to celebrate, which actually at the end of Sand in the Sand is kind of our time to have a little party and to kind of celebrate the end of our season.
And no problems with that, that's for sure. What do you do in the off season? Because, you know, you got to keep yourself in shape and stuff. And you can take some time off and, you know, and participate in whatever you want to participate in. But you get right back in it to keep yourself in shape because understanding February, man, that passes so fast, that off season. It's almost like hearing my grandkids talk about, oh, Pop, we off from school, but then we got to start right back over again. Those couple months pass real fast.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I would say keeping sand legs. I don't know if people know how hard that is, so we definitely try to at least get out in the sand, stay running and active. But yeah, the off season, it goes by fast. So just try and soak it up as much as possible.
I'm friends with Danielle Scott, was a longtime volleyball player, but she was always a court volleyball player. And she's told me, Mike, I don't know about that beach stuff. And I know I couldn't do it today because there's such a difference. Kind of explain to everybody the difference in the beach volleyball and the regular volleyball that's on a court. But I know Danielle had talked to me at length about it is a totally different game. It's played the same, but how your reaction and everything else is different in the positioning of it. Like she said, it's like I hear you talk about technique work and positioning and all that in football, but it's different beach volleyball than on a court volleyball.
Oh, absolutely. It is two very different sports. However, the fundamentals are all the same. But yeah, as far as the dynamics, so in indoor volleyball, there's six people on the court. In beach volleyball, there's only two. So it's two people in sand trying to cover a lot of court. There's also obviously the weather is a factor, and sometimes, or the majority of the time, we're playing on beaches all around the world, so that includes a lot of wind. So I would say just the elements overall and the fact that there are only two people compared to six people are probably the two biggest things compared to the traditional indoor volleyball scene.
You've seen such a rapid growth in especially in the women's volleyball sector of things across the United States. That has really picked up tremendously. I remember as a kid, I never played soccer, and then, you know, I'm out of school and everything, and all of a sudden, now everybody school-wise is playing soccer. Now every high school basically has soccer team on it. It's sort of like that in weightlifting too. We didn't see that for a long time. That was something that happened in the Northeast or Midwest. Now you see it across the country. You being a part of that and being one of the trailblazers to bring that to young women in the sport is really got to make you feel good, because here's the thing, when you're on TV, you know you've made it. And that's what beach volleyball is today. You've made it on television.
Yes, it is very, very exciting. And especially right now, the indoor volleyball scene, it is exploding. And especially as we're right now approaching the national championship time, there's going to be so much volleyball on TV, which, like you said, it really is. It's massive. And just as a very much a beach volleyball supporter, we're really just kind of trying to hop on the back of indoor volleyball and really just keep growing the sport and showing more opportunities, especially for women in sports out there, just to, again, keep growing the sport and getting it on TV in front of people, because as soon as people watch, they always want to keep watching, especially beach volleyball. As soon as you go to a beach volleyball event, you want to go back. The energy, it's such a fun time. And like you said, it really is just more opportunities for girls, especially even down to the high school area.
Kristen, have you been approached by people to coach younger women in volleyball? Because I see it today in football where you got coaches and then even former players. They're out there and they're doing off-season work with you know, people that are playing the game. Now, you still involved, but have you been approached about that to work with younger women and, you know, basically kind of farming up their techniques in volleyball?
Absolutely. That definitely happened. Unfortunately, just with how crazy our schedules have been, Taryn and I really have not had the opportunity to do so. A couple years back, we were doing that more so, but the schedule has just really picked up. And now that we're kind of into the off season, we use that time to kind of relax. But I definitely could see myself coaching after the career is done.
Do you do anything differently today to keep in shape than maybe 5 years ago? Because, you know, your body sort of changes a little bit. And so there are some things, you know, hey, I can do this and I can bounce back quicker. But maybe something new from a technical standpoint of staying in shape, yeah, or doing something different today than you did, say, 5 years ago.
Yeah, definitely probably limiting on the more heavier weights and everything like that. We're now do a little less weight, more explosive things, because that actually this year we were like, oh my goodness, we're now kind of the older ones on tour. It's a little crazy dynamic. And I think even going into this coming year, we'll kind of readjust our new workout plans, because that is something that we do have to kind of take into effect and to make sure our bodies just stay 100% throughout the entire season. So that's definitely something probably this year we'll start doing a little better job of.
Kristen, know that, you know, you've got this event coming up on Saturday. Let folks know how they can get involved, Santa in the Sand, when it's going to begin and where you can be.
Yeah, Santa in the Sand this Saturday at Coconut Beach in Kenner. You can find all of the information on tcanvball.com, or you can also go to our TCAN V-Ball social media that will have all the updates on the event. But yeah, come on out. You can play in the tournament. You can play cornhole if you want. It's just going to be a really fun day. So come on out, Coconut Beach, this Saturday.
Awesome stuff, Kristen. Appreciate the time, always, you joining us here on Sports Talk.
Thank you, Kristen. Best of luck to you. Listen, we got to stick together now, all these Louisiana folks. We got to stick together.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Kristen Nuss, professional beach volleyball player, joining us. Santa in the Sand charity event, Saturday, Coconut Beach.
Yeah, it's a great event. And so
hopefully
many,
the weather holds up.
Yeah, and I have an older granddaughter. She really enjoys playing volleyball today. And that's court volleyball. It's not beach volleyball. But we went to Thibodaux Regional. They have 8 different courses of beach volleyball, all different. Greg Stock could explain it better.
Oh, I remember him talking about the grains of sand.
Sand all have to be different and meet up to standard. It's not just you going to the beach and with a bucket throwing it out there. No, it's got to be a certain way, and it's really something to see. If you're in the Thibodaux area and you pass by that, to see it, and you was like, whoa, they got competitive beach volleyball right here in Thibodaux, and it's not near the water.
What do you know, right?
How about that?
We're going to take a break here on Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. When we get back, no, you won't want to miss it. Pick 6 when we make our selections for this weekend's NFL and college action. Coming back right after this, folks, on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here for weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. I want to ask you folks, have you tried the Elder and Birch Steakhouse here at the Treasure Chest Casino? They have got the finest cuts of steak and fresh seafood at Elder and Birch Steakhouse. Menu has a variety of steaks cooked to perfection, along with a wide range of delicious seafood options and a carefully curated list of cocktails and premium wines cooked perfectly to complement your meal.
What is that?
That's that Alder and Birch Steakhouse.
Oh,
Mike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been there. I went there a couple weeks ago.
I know.
It's awesome.
I'm dying to try it still.
Yeah, you got to go
there.
It's
on the list.
Got to go there, man. Great service, great food, and as you were reading, man, just great stuff there. So I highly recommend it, Alder and Birch. It's awesome. Awesome.
Tell Mike D sent you.
Yeah, tell them I sent you. I don't know what you'll get out of them, probably nothing. But you can go there. And I meet up. First people we meet up with, people from on the bayou.
What do you know?
So what? Oh, we came gaming over here, so we just walked in and got something to eat.
I remember you told me, too, you had a strip steak. That's my cut, too. I'm a strip steak guy.
Yeah, yeah. It was very, very good. Very, very good. So if you're looking for a top-notch steakhouse, Alder and Birch is it. It is really good.
Right, right. Stop by right after you watched us here at the inside the game bar and grill right next door to it.
Can't say that too loud. They'll be taking other people with me.
Well, it's time to get gentlemen into our pick six segment. Charlie, how did things shake out this past weekend for us, and what are the standings looking like right now?
So, guys, if you'll remember, we had a lot of the same picks last week. We had actually complete clean sweeps across the board in college football. The five games that we ended up picking for rivalry weekend, Texas A&M let us all down. Ohio State worked out for us. Oklahoma did not. But then Vanderbilt and Alabama, we all got both of those right as well. So we went 3-2 in the college slate. And then the NFL slate was a little bit different. The Packers came through for me. That worked out. The three of you picked the Lions. The Eagles let us all down. So that was a clean sweep that didn't work out. And then the Dolphins let me, Mike, and Steve all down. And Bobby picked up a nice little win there, taking the Saints +5.5. That was that backdoor cover. Mike, I had texted you about it at the end of the game.
Sure,
just like, they're not going to win, but they're going to get the backdoor cover. They ended up losing by 4.
I got the one text that didn't apply to Lane Kiffin that day, and that was it.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. But anyways, guys, so recapping the total standings from last week, Bobby and I ended up going 4-4. Once again, the difference was the Packers for me and the Saints for Bobby. We had a lot of similar picks last weekend, guys. Mike and Steve both went 3-5. So looking ahead to this upcoming weekend, guys, this was kind of tough to settle down and get 6 games. I very well could have done 7, maybe even 8, because the NFL slate is very good, but I wanted to highlight conference championship weekend. I still think conference championships matter. I agree with what Kirby Smart had said, where he was asked, I think at a press conference, if he was worried about players getting injured in this game. He's just like, conference championships still mean something, don't they? It's kind of weird how people view them nowadays. I still think they mean something. We picked 4 of them. We're going to go in chronological order, as always. We're starting off Friday night, the AAC Championship game at Yulman Stadium. Number 24, North Texas, 2.5-point favorites at number 22 Lane. Bobby's got North Texas -2.5. Guys, I'm rooting for the Green Wave. I really am. I mean, Mike, you heard Coach Summerall on Tulane Tuesday that if he wins, he's going to come on with us again. So I'm hoping that Tulane pulls this out. I have been terrible at picking Tulane every single time that we've picked a game, and I've picked the Green Wave, they've lost, and then vice versa. When I picked them to cover versus Ole Miss, I think that didn't work out at all. I will take North Texas in this game, just completely submarining my hopes for a victory. I am rooting for the Green Wave. This is a classic double maneuver spot, but I'll take the Mean Green -2.5 at Yulman.
Yeah, I'll go with North Texas, too. I think it's a lot of firepower with them. It won't be a letdown or anything like that. Both coaches in the same spot.
Right.
Man, I've heard that from so many people. What? Okay, both coaches are leaving. So I just think North Texas is a little bit more explosive team. Mestermacher, if you haven't watched him, he's pretty. And we may be watching the last sort of games for him at North Texas. Man, that cat, he's going to have a lot of offers when it's all said and done. So I'm going to go with the Mean Green.
Yeah, sadly, it's a sweep to start again, gentlemen. North Texas for me as well. Not crazy about this matchup for Tulane. Hoping they can pull it off. And I'm kind of in your realm there, Charlie, where it's like if I pick them, I feel like it's going to be a curse for them. So I'm hoping to do the reverse here. But give me a North Texas taking the giving the 2.5.
The classic double maneuver, gentlemen, because our clean sweeps typically don't work out very well. To your point, Mike, 46.8 points per game for this North Texas offense this year. That leads the FBS. That's ahead of Indiana. That's ahead of Texas Tech, Notre Dame, all these other schools. They can put up points in bunches. Now, the interesting thing, a couple of our texters have reached out to us about this and brought it up, that the conditions at Yulman Stadium on Friday night are going to be brutal. I mean, even if it's not rainy, it's going to be probably mid-50s, like just nasty, nasty weather. So hopefully that will kind of hamper what that North Texas high-flying offense can do in the Green Wave can pick up a nice victory. Up next, guys, we got Saturday's matchups. We got three games that we'll be breaking down. The Big 12 Championship is the first one on the docket. Number 11 BYU versus number 4 Texas Tech. The Red Raiders 12.5 point favorites at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Guys, I remember we picked this game the first time they played out in Lubbock. It was a really highly regarded game, but Texas Tech just kind of slammed BYU. And that's why this game is as big of a line as it is. Bobby's got the Red Raiders covering 12.5. Something's telling me that all the emotion with BYU keeping Kalani Sitake after apparently Penn State was after him and they were able to keep him locked down, seeing how the players reacted to that. Also, the kind of desperation here for BYU. If they lose this game, they're not making the college football playoff, guys, because even if they're, you know, an 11-2 team and they played in conference championship weekend, just look at the standings and how the college football playoff picture is going to work out. So they have to win to be in. They have much more motivation here. I know Texas Tech could potentially get a first-round bye if they win. I just, looking at the product on the field, what we saw in Lubbock, give me the Red Raiders to do it again, guys.
Charlie, I was going to tell you about bad weather. If the weather clears and it's not windy, I think that all favors the offense, not a defense. You know what? I know where I'm going. And defense, you don't.
They can also run the ball, too, North Texas.
Yeah, like. And so I do believe the weather situation might not be as big a factor as you most people might think it'll be. Where a ball gets wet and it gets, you know, hard like a brick is one thing. But if you can get a little bit of break from it, that might not be as bad as people might think about it being on offense. I'm going with BYU. I went with them last time. They spit the bit on me. So, come on. You don't have to win. Just get it within 12.5 points. I just think with BYU, they played a terrible, terrible game.
Awful.
Against Texas Tech. And Texas Tech could not put it away until late.
They were kicking field goals.
My thing is, what's going on? They're giving you the game. I'm going to take the points in BYU.
Man, I was with you last time and taking BYU. I got burned on it. 12.5, man, it seems like such a high number here. But I'm going to roll with the Red Raiders. Give me Texas Tech giving up that big number here. Not happy about it, though.
I like the pick for Mike. BYU, it feels like this could be a revenge spot for them. And I don't like. I agree with you guys. I don't think they're going to have as bad of a game as they played last time in Lubbock. But at the same time, I just think going off of roster talent and reliability and how much I trust a team, that's why I'm taking the Raiders. I don't feel good about it either, Steve, but we'll see how it works out. Up next, guys, the SEC Championship game. Number 3, Georgia, 2.5 point favorites versus number 9, Alabama at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. It seems like the Invitational with these two teams, guys. It's every single year, Georgia, Alabama matching up in the SEC Championship game. Bobby's got Georgia minus 2.5. I know that there's all the stat about, you know, Kirby Smart being 1-7 in his career against Alabama, and Kalen DeBoer owns them, and he owns all these other great coaches. But I think Bama is kind of walking wounded into this game. I saw our buddy, Mike, who works in Alabama as far as the radio station goes?
Ryan Fowler.
Ryan Fowler. He posted the injury report. LT Overton's out in this game. I had no idea that he was injured. And that's one of their best premier defensive players. That scares me a lot. I will take Georgia minus 2.5. I think they're playing better right now.
Georgia's the better team.
No doubt.
I'm going to pick the better team. Kirby's not had a – I think he's 1-7 against Alabama. My thing is, man, if Georgia can find this way, I think it's Georgia here. They beat them by a field goal. I think it's close, but I'm going to go with the Bulldogs here. They've been playing some really good football as of late. People don't realize how good Georgia Tech is. I mean, that game was close, but, man, that was a tooth-and-nail deal. Give me the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's a clean sweep, gentlemen. I'm going to roll with the Dogs as the 2.5 favorites in this matchup. I agree with you, Mike. To me, Georgia just way better of a team, a better team than Alabama is. There's no doubt about it.
Ty Simpson has cooled off. He's cooled off. Now, if you'd have been playing this game, you know, like earlier in the year, that's a different story. Ty was hot early. Look at how he's throwing the ball. Now, Alabama has shown they can run the football a little bit better. But, man, Ty's been the straw that turns the drink there. And he hasn't played particularly great over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
How much Alabama fans you think are going to be in that dome in Georgia?
Probably not too many.
No, huh?
Unless they're scalping tickets from getting them from somebody. Man, Georgia, that's a big home field advantage for the Bulldogs.
Right.
And, you know, guys, I remember the game that Ty Simpson played the first time around against Georgia. It just feels like he'll need to do that again for Bama to have a chance here. At the same time, I mean, I'll get y'all's thoughts on this real quick. I think Bama's a lock regardless. Once you're in conference championship weekend, even if they were to lose and pick up that third loss, I don't think the committee's going to punish them, guys.
No. If this game is close, no.
Yeah.
I think if this game is close, they won't be punished for it. And also, too, Timmy Brando says it all the time. Okay, clout. Alabama. That name on the marquee gives you.
Yeah.
Timmy's right about that. A lot of people say, oh, well, that's an advantage. Okay, it might be, but did Alabama get in last year?
Right, let's keep it real.
Yeah, and so, but I do think name on the marquee gets them in. And two, they played well this year. They really have, and again, if they could run the football, I would have took Bama. And they have run it a little bit better, but look who you're going against. Georgia does a good job stopping the run.
All right, guys, last one we're going on here is the Big Ten Championship. We will not be talking about the ACC Championship because if Darian Mensah and the Duke Blue Devils end up winning the ACC and taking out Virginia this upcoming weekend, then we will have a 5-loss ACC champ, which is kind of wild to think about. But we'll go with the Big Ten Championship. Number 2, Indiana versus number 1, Ohio State. Ohio State is 4-point favorites at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Bobby's got Indiana covering the 4 points here. That kind of surprised me a little bit, guys. Ohio State has been good to me in the very few games that we've picked on them so far this year because, to be honest, their slate has been pretty boring and they've just clobbered teams. They are the best team in the country. I know that Indiana's had an awesome year. Kurt Cignetti's got them rolling right now. But give me the Buckeyes covering this 4-point spread. I think this spread's actually come down a little bit, guys, since it initially opened. Like, it was closer to a touchdown favorite for Ohio State. A lot of money must be coming in on Indiana. But give me the Buckeyes plus or minus 4.
Give me the Hoosiers. For once, I agree with Hebert.
Okay.
No, I think Indiana can keep this game close. This may come down to a field goal, guys.
Interesting.
That's just my thought at it. People poo-pooed when Indiana went to Eugene, Oregon. What happened there?
Right.
They didn't beat them. They beat them up. And so, hey, listen, I think Indiana, I don't know if they win, but I think they keep this game real close.
For me, I saw that number, Charlie, the minus 4. You said it's come down some. I think that's a steal for the Buckeyes, so I'm going to roll with them giving that number to Indiana.
So that is a split decision here, guys. Myself and Steve, we will be taking Ohio State minus 4, and then Mike and Bobby got Indiana plus 4 in the Big Ten Championship game. I think it's going to be a fun one, but at the same time, can Indiana's offense really break through against the best defense in the country with Ohio State? It is yet to be determined, but it should be a great game this weekend.
That's a wrap on our college picks for our Pick 6 segment. When we get back, 2 NFL games to dive into. 1 Saints at Buccaneers, other 1 Bears at Packers. We're going to be more with weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks, right after this on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And we're back at Treasure Chest Casino, doing our weekend kickoff, getting ready. Thursday night football coming up 7 p.m. on WWL 105.3 FM. Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions should be a good matchup this evening. Charlie, what you got for us on our NFL slate and pick six?
All right, guys, we always take the Saints game, so they're going on the road to Tampa Bay to face the Buccaneers this upcoming weekend, where they have had success in recent years. The Buccaneers are 8.5-point favorites this upcoming Sunday for Week 14. Bobby's obviously got the Saints plus 8.5 covering that spread. It's a big number, guys. And then you look at, you know, the injury report for the Saints, and their safety room is all of a sudden kind of decimated, and, you know, Kamara's probably not going to play. Fuonga's probably not going to play. You just kind of scratch your head a little bit. Give me the Bucs minus 8.5. I think it's closer to a 10-point win for them.
I'm going with the Bucs. I agree with Charlie. I think it's 10 or more.
Sadly, I'm with you guys. And I'd like to pick the Saints because it's an NFC South rival game.
And you've done well in Tampa.
And it's, you know, it's eight, like Charlie said, 8.5 is a high number for an NFC South foes going at it. But I don't like anything going on with this offensive line. There's no run game. And there's been glimpses from Tyler Shuck. I just don't think he has enough around him. Sadly, yeah, give me the Bucs giving 8.5 in this matchup.
I like Tyler Shuck. I think, listen, a lot of people won't say it. I think he's the guy. I think you, at this stage, you see all the talent he's got throwing the ball. Now, you got to help him.
Yeah.
You got to run the ball. You got to protect him a little bit. But I think Tyler Shuck, man, he's shown me a lot with not a lot around him.
Mike, I'm looking forward to doing our draft preview stuff, you know, in the coming months and breaking down all the prospects. But, I mean, that is 1A, 1B, 1C is getting some pieces around him to build for the future. I agree with you 100%. And then our next NFC game that we got on the docket here, the Bears at the Packers. Green Bay 6.5-point favorites at home in Lambeau Field this upcoming weekend. Bobby's got the Packers minus 6.5. The Packers are great to me on Thanksgiving Day, guys. I'm going back to the well. Give me Green Bay minus 6.5.
Give me the Packers.
I'm with you guys, too. I'm not a Bears believer, and I know they are what their record says they are, but man, oh, man.
After watching what happened with your boys, what happened?
I don't know what's
going
on.
They didn't show up.
No.
They burned us on Black Friday. We all picked the Eagles -7 in that game, and they got smoked.
Philly's got big troubles right now, guys.
Philly's got more trouble than the scheduling. I'll put it to you that way.
So, yeah, that's a sweep then.
Yeah, a sweep. We only have a couple sweeps this weekend, guys. We got Georgia, we have North Texas, and the Packers as our sweeps. And then kind of recapping everything else, Bobby and I have Texas Tech. Steve, you also have Texas Tech. Mike's got BYU. We have a split where Bobby and Mike have Indiana, Steve and I have Ohio State, and then the three of us have the Buccaneers minus 8.5, and Bobby's going with the Saints at plus 8.5.
Naturally.
Right.
Well, that's a wrap on this week's Pick 6 segment. Good luck to everyone, gentlemen. We'll catch up on those standings next week. Right now, taking a break here at Treasure Chest. When we get back, we'll wrap things up here on Weekend Kickoff on WWL. Closing out shop here at the Treasure Chest Casino as we get ready for Thursday Night Football, 7 p.m. on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, 8:70 a.m., Pelicans taking on the T-Wolves. Can we get victory number 4 tonight?
Good rook, as they say. And just remember tomorrow, 4 to 6, on Ferret Street, Rouse's Markets. Mike Hawes, Deuce McAllister previewing, North Texas State and Tulane. How about that? Come on, Green Wave.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. From Mike Dettelier, Charlie Long, Luke Augustus-Sum. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Jason.
Sorry. For Jason,
I'm Steve Gellar. Should ask me. I would have told you quicker.
Have a great night, everybody. Who dat?
Yes, there's urgency, but there's not panic. You know, you start taking this to a level of, then that's when guys start making mistakes. Do your job, handle your business, do it the best you can do it, and be.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.